Well, good evening, guys. It's a Saturday night here in the UK, and the weekend's moving along very fast. But I got a couple of news items here I'd like to put my little twist on them, as I do. And you, of course, guys, can let me know what you think. Oh, and strangely enough, I think these both are about Femmons. What a surprise. That's a trucker. Yes, it is. This Femmon made videos to show that Femmons can be truckers, too. She's kind of built different than a lot of Femmons, I would say. And this Femmon made videos every day to show how Femmons can do it, too. Of course, she's supposed to be working, but really she's making a video about herself. Most truckers I know don't have time to make videos. They're trying to make goddamn money. But I don't believe that trucking is really made for Femmons. Because it's long hours, and they're mostly always alone. And of course you need to have the stamina. Most of the time you're in the cab and nobody sees you. Apparently another trucker hit her up from behind, oh yeah, and gave her a bit of a jolt. Well, it would do. So apparently she went to the hospital just to get checked out, and so they checked her out and then they just released her. But quite some time later she started getting pain, and sometimes so bad she couldn't even go to work. And she's a little bit concerned how her trucking company's going to survive. Trucking company? Most truckers are self-employed, and they work for trucking companies, yeah. But they don't really own the companies. By the way, I kind of read it, she's not really working at all anymore. So she set up a GoFundMe page to help pay for her medical bills and so on. I know, but this story to me don't sound kind of kosher. Just maybe the novelty of being a trucker and the videos has kind of wore off a bit. I remember when they wanted to be in the fire brigade, you know, the fire people. So they lowered their standards. And it was really great at first. They could take pictures of themselves and the outfit and everything. But then they had to start working. No more play acting at the job. And then they started leaving. Of course, I could be completely wrong. Femmons are well known for their scams. Hell, they've been scamming man since the beginning of time. And they will lie and deceive on just about, well, anything.
Tell me, who's the father?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You are, of course.
Anyway, guys, I put the links down below. Just kind of read the story, see what you come back as. I don't think her heart was really in trucking, but she was into the videos and the attention. But I just wonder if it was a man in the same situation, and the same thing happened. I bet you the man would just carry on trucking. Wouldn't be making attention-seeking videos, wouldn't complain, plow on through. Well, of course, man is completely different than a Femmon. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Well, I wonder what she's advertising. I can't think. Maybe something to do about swimming pools? That looks like really hard work there. You gotta put on a go-to bikini, wade into the pool halfway, and pose. I mean, I'm just sweating sitting here just looking at her hard work. Anyway, this is another Femmon influencer, as such, doing her one-trick pony thing, half naked. I mean, what could she be selling here? Well, sex, of course. It's the only thing they have. But maybe she wasn't getting enough eyeballs on her, so she thought she'd go somewhere or some place where there's more eyeballs looking at it. Then she could just stand in front of that. Be like the Colosseum would do. Oh yes, this is a quite a classy place with a lot of architecture, a lot of eyeballs looking at it, and I'm a goddess, so I just stand in front of it and sell sex. I don't know about it degrading herself, but she's certainly degrading the Colosseum. And there's a lot of Femmons doing this sort of thing, degrading places like this, bringing it down to the Femmon level, which is just slightly above the gutter. And there was a few people who said how disgusting that was. Well, I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with me, but I'm trying to look around her at the Colosseum. Of course, there was some people who said, oh, she looks like a goddess. They're usually very, very young men or simps. And anyway, this Femmon isn't exactly a spring chicken herself. She's getting on there. And when the wall hits her, they'll be all over the floor. And then what will she have? Nothing. These Femmons really do believe they're so wonderful. Historical Colosseum and all its history and architecture. Look at me and my breasts. I mean, these Femmons are so complexed. It would be nice if Ephemeron would just do something different. But they don't, do they? I mean, if they're in a protest, they could make a speech and say something really meaningful. But instead, they just take their tops off. Males don't objectify Femons. Femons objectify themselves. Because basically, they just don't have anything else. Here you go, guys, a better picture. Ah, yes, classy. The Colosseum. Something that really does have some substance. Ah.